But today's not gonna be the day we die.
Don't wanna see those helmet men come to carry you. The ground's so cold and hard, but they won't even bury you. So tap, tap, tap her lightly, as lightly as she goes. You better take some cover now and hide before she blows.
Get those picks and shovels off your back. Boxing down the tracks.
Well, there's muckers and there's skinners and nippers on the jig. They work all day and night, boys, it's only miners. They chase rebellious copper up the walls from pick and hack. Don't worry if you're taking scared of miners, got your back. So
tell God and the devil they
That sounded fabulous. Thank you. Solace, live in the KSUT studios, performing tonight to a sold-out audience for the Celtic Music Festival that's down at the Henry Strader Theater in downtown Durango. For those of you who hesitated and wish you had bought tickets earlier, keep that in mind next year. Quite a great coup for the Celtic Music Festival to get you here for this performance. So thanks again so much for coming back to the Four Corners. You know, Seamus, you mentioned the second to last CD prior to your most recent CD, the Shamrock City CD. Tell us a little bit about the history of that CD.
Well, it really started as the basis for it was a story from my family's history. I remembered growing up, my father telling us this story about his great uncle of ours who'd come to America and ended up in Butte, Montana, where we weren't quite sure what he did out there, but we did know that he died out there and that he was buried there. And about, must be 12 or 13 years ago then, we were invited to go and play at a festival in Butte. And, so I told my father that we were heading to Butte, and he asked if we had a minute to try and see if I could find out anything about this relative of ours. So it was just really, the whole thing started with trying to find out anything about the great uncle Michael Conway, and that sort of led us that search for where he was buried really took us down that road of learning about Butte, learning a whole lot about Michael Conway's life. And at some point, as we were trying to figure, just kind of put the pieces together for, just for family history, it occurred to me that, it's a really kind of an amazing story. Not so much the personal story, but the story of Butte and everything that, Butte represented. It was this, its importance to American history, industrial history, its importance to Irish immigration history. So many Irish ended up in Butte, and it was synonymous for coming to America. I mean, people would say they're going to Butte, even if they weren't. You know, it was just, it represented America at a certain, you know, for a certain period of time in Ireland. So it was just, and a lot of that story and history had gotten forgotten, I think. And I think there's lots of people that don't know about Bute, and it's really, it's a remarkable place, even today. I mean, it's been through its ups and downs, and, you know, it's in some ways a typical, this typical story of a mining town. You know, it's seen better days, but it's still, you know, this whole thing, this whole Shamrock City project, you know, we've sort of become, in some ways, honorary Bute citizens.
Buteans.
I think they gave us a certificate, I think, to us, that we can do whatever we want in Bute now.
you have the keys to the city.
So I think so. At least a piece of paper. Yeah. If we get into trouble, we can say, look.
Yeah, right. Well, it's interesting. You never know where, you know, just a simple inquiry like that. Oh, you know, what's our family history here that turned into this amazing story and an unlocking of that history?
Well, they're so proud of the heritage there. And, you know, it was just it was really a microcosm of America, because it was a place where so many Irish were, but there were people from all over the world. And, you know, there's so many stories there of just kind of represent sort of a growing nation, and everyone kind of getting used to the idea of living with other people and that kind of stuff. It's a fascinating place.
Yeah, and lessons we're still learning in the U.S., huh?
Yes, exactly. You know, it was amazing doing some of the research. You could kind of pinpoint, you know, you could just change names of people and organizations, and, you know, a lot of it, you just fill in today's names and organizations, and the story would be the same,
right,
which is unfortunate.
For better or worse, history does tend to repeat itself, doesn't it?
It does.
If you've just tuned in, we are speaking with Seamus from Solace, a fabulous Celtic band performing a sold-out show tonight in Durango at the Henry Strader Theatre. So what else might we beckon from you musically?
Well, I think we'll do something now from the new album. It's a track that I wrote for my little sister, and it's called Mr. and Mrs. Walsh.
don't know if our studio has ever sounded so good. That was fabulous. Music from Solas, performing live in the KSUT studios as we're in day two of our spring fun drive. And what a great spring treat to have Solas here, performing a sold-out show tonight at the Henry Strader Theater as part of the Celtic Music Festival. I know you're doing an extensive tour in the United States. How many dates on this tour are you doing?
Well, we started 23 dates maybe, wow. But we started back in early February.
Oh, wow.
Out on the West Coast,
wow.
The Bay Area and mm-hmm. Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a few days off and did an East Coast run, then a Mid-Coast, or middle, Mid-Coast.
Midsection. I like the Third Coast.
Middle, yeah, the Third Coast, yeah. If we were only so lucky. And then after we finish here, we're going to Denver and back to the East Coast. We finish up, couple of East Coast gigs. We finish in Philadelphia
wow.
next week on the 19th.
So my guess is this is probably the most extensive touring you've done in this short of a span in some time. Or not necessarily.
No, our summer was
pretty full.
Last year was crazy. Yeah. Last year was really crazy. I'd say it was probably the busiest in the 21 years.
Oh, wow.
Even though it all seems like a blur at this stage, mm-hmm. Tour sort of one tour bleeds into another, and the time off, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, but this tour, this summer was crazy. We started in July, and we started in January.
What month is it?
In Glasgow at the Celtic Connections over in Scotland, and it was to celebrate the release of the 20th anniversary album.
Yeah.
And then we did like a 6-week spring tour in the States, and We had a few little breaks, but it was constant flying, and we were back and forth across the Atlantic maybe 3 or 4 times.
Wow. For the love of music, huh?
Excuse me?
For the love of music.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, it's on the one hand, I'm sure, a bit of a sacrifice in your personal lives, but we're so fortunate that you all are willing to do what you do.
Hey,
so
thank you.
On behalf of all of us that are fans of you and
thanks.
So many touring musicians. You know, I know for this album you brought in numerous vocalists and other musicians that have played with you through the years. How was that experience?
It was, the idea for it was that we really wanted to do that, but it was great to get everyone back, you know, because a lot of folks that we hadn't seen in quite some time,
yeah.
So... It was a real nice experience. And we didn't have, there were so many people that we didn't have a whole pile of time with,
yeah.
Just to kind of get it done. If there was a downside, it was just that it wasn't a whole lot of hanging out. It was
right.
Just kind of getting down to work and playing. And you know, we had fun though, but.
There's also a lot of bands throughout the history, that if you manage to stay together that long, inevitably there's going to be, you know, people leaving and
right.
new people coming in.
Dynamics.
And, yeah, new members. And Solas was no different.
Yeah.
And I guess in a way we're sort of lucky that people agreed to come back. That just says a lot for the sort of camaraderie and, you know, time we spend together. Each lineup of the band sort of represents a certain chapter, not only in our musical lives, but also very much so in our personal lives.
And, oh, I'm sure.
We've managed through thick and thin to remain friends with 99.9% of them.
That's fabulous. that says a lot, because a lot of bands that have been performing together for 20 years couldn't say that. So kudos to all of you.
Yeah, we still tolerate each other.
Yeah.
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 I should say they still tolerate me.
We'll talk about that off mic.
We'll talk about that off camera.
Yeah,
off mic.
Well, it's so great to have you here. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to play one more song for us.
Yeah. So we are going to play... this is a song actually that appears on the new album All These Years, but it's a song that we recorded once before on an album years ago called The Edge of Silence, that was produced by... It was our closest sort of... that we got to like working in the world of rock and roll. We had an amazing producer that co-produced with Seamus, a man by the name of Neil Dorfman, and he produced Mark Knopfler and loads of other amazing bands. Did he produce Brothers in Arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, his resume is really impressive, and that album was recorded in 2001, and that particular time, well, in our current American history, was a pretty dark year, 2001, and we finished up the album, and most of the material and most of the songs actually on that album are pretty dark and pretty heavy. There's Tom Waits, Georgia Lee. This next one that we're going to do for you was written by the great Jesse Colin Young. It's called Darkness, Darkness, and it's the only song in all of our 20 years that we've actually re-recorded. So there's a new version on the new album all these years, sung by Maura Smiley, but now we're going to do it for you live here with Colleen Rainey on lead vocals. So yeah, this is Darkness, Darkness by Jesse Colin Young.
Music from Solas, marking 20-year anniversary of being one of the finest Irish-American bands that's ever been known, the standard bearer, if you will. Thank you so much to all five of you for coming out here today. We're so excited to have you back at KSUT, and congratulations on 20 years of great music.